This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across America and in the Caribbean, too, and around the world via the Internet and on the satellite streaming online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch this weekend, truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and the snowplow and sander drivers, yep, because we got some of that going on. Thank you for what you do, and let's not forget the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers, too, that all keep America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right. We're going to start with the pledge, as we always do, and we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with us, so here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And Kyle, we emphasize those two words like we always do, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And you know, where I want to start right now is not with all of the impeachment stuff. We'll certainly get to that. But I want to talk about the March for Life yesterday and this fact that this president became the first president ever to be involved in the March for Life. What an accomplishment.
Well, absolutely, Captain. And of course, we've heard a lot of the political sort of analysis of it. What does it mean in terms of constituents and votes and these kinds of things? But here's the deal. President Trump said something very, very important at that rally, in addition to his comments about the subject of abortion. But he was talking about the idea that, you know, people are coming after him because they're really coming after the voters that support President Trump and are coming after them ideologically, basically. And so it was a very important thing, and also the first sitting president to address the March for Life rally.
Well, I want you to listen to something. This is a Democrat. I'll tell you who she is after I play this. It's a little short 30-second blurb, but this was on Fox News on Outnumbered before the march started. And just listen to this conversation, and this kind of tells you the problem that we have in America.
I, as a woman, can make a choice about what I do with my pregnancy between me and my doctor.
But that's
if it were for a small government,
no.
You have no business telling me what to do with my body.
No, I can answer that question because it's not what you...
It's a statement.
No, because it's not what you do to your body. It's what you do to another life. And that is why pro-lifers are fundamentally against abortion, because they view it as murder. So it's not about what you're doing to yourself. It's what you're doing to another living human being. Also,
not a living human being.
Yes, it is.
Wow. It's not another human being. Now, that was Jessica Tarlov, the Democratic female commentator, going back and forth with Lisa Booth, the Fox commentator. It's not a human being.
Well, yeah, that is a very, very disturbing sort of exchange there. And of course, at the very heart of the matter is, what is personhood? What does it mean to be human? So are we looking at this from a scientific point of view? Are we looking at this from a political point of view? And I think the Right to Life movement certainly believes that people are people from the moment that they're conceived, and there's no other two ways about it. You have to go through some pretty difficult pretzel twisting to try to create the notion that that's not the case, but instead of having any kind of cogent debate about it, it becomes a political issue, and that's where we get bogged down.
Well, here's somebody who got it, who understood it, Rand Paul.
Today, thousands of Americans are gathering in the most powerful city in the world to defend the weak and the most helpless. Our nation cannot expect to fully protect and maintain our other rights if we do not respect the fundamental right to life. And I'm grateful for the tireless commitment of those marching to stand up for the unborn. That's why I support the Life at Conception Act, to ensure that the unborn receive equal protection under the law, along with legislation to end forced taxpayer support of Planned Parenthood. May the message be heard today, and the marchers' passionate dedication inspire change to reaffirm this most basic of rights.
Now, I don't agree with everything that Rand Paul does, but that was spot on, Kyle.
Well, yeah, exactly right. And again, it, when things seem to follow naturally, that's where we get off course, when we create a political thing about it, where we create this notion that somehow now, as long as we just don't call it that, then it's not really that thing. And that's what's very disturbing in our society.
All right. Now, folks, the Right for Life March, our president, the first president to go there and participate in that, gave a tremendous speech, was very well received. And by the way, we should point out, Kyle, this wasn't just a bunch of Republicans that were there. These were Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Libertarians, whatever, that were gathered for the Right for Life. Tens of thousands of people.
Well, exactly right, and that's really what America should be about. There should be things that transcend whether or not people decided to register as a Republican or a Democrat, or if they have this political view or that political view about economics or government spending or these kinds of things. It's the people, especially the Democrat elite, Captain, that try to make us divide down these lines.
All righty, hold that thought. We're going to break, and folks, we're going to come right back. And yeah, we're going to talk about the impeachment. I'm going to start out with Alan Dershowitz, who's going to be the first one up when they start for the defense. He's going to cite all of the technical terms, all of the constitutional irregularities that the Democrats tossed out there. Can't wait. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast here from Tampa, Florida on the weekend edition of the Captain's America. By the bay, too, because I'm right by the bay. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, remember, if you're struggling with nagging pain, if you've got arthritis or back pain or neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, muscle aches, or just general pain altogether, how about trying something different to help you instead of loading up on some of those Aleves or Advils or whatever it is you're taking, or even a prescription medication? How about trying something that's absolutely all natural? It's called Relief Factor, and you can try the 3-week quick start right away. Now, I was taking Mobic and Flexeril for my arthritis. It's something that I took for probably, I don't know what, maybe 10 years or thereabouts. But I, for the last 3 years and 10 months, I've been taking Relief Factor. And I started out just like everybody else will with the 3-week quick start. Well, it worked for me, and I'm still taking it, and I'm never going to get off it because it absolutely positively helps me. Now, all you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll see the little logo link right there for the 1995 3-week quick start. There's also a little video you can watch there while you're there, but order that. 1995, 3-week quick start. You'll have it in 2 or 3 days at the very most, and you'll be well on your way to having a pain-free life. It's all natural. There's nothing narcotic in it. All it's got is stuff in there like vitamin supplements that will help you, and I'm telling you, it'll reduce the swelling, inflammation, that sort of stuff. By the way, I gave somebody that about a week ago for a headache. They had a really bad headache, and I said, I don't know if it'll work, but here, I gave them 2 packets. They took one, and they started to feel better, and they said when they got home, they took the second one, and the headache was gone. Now, I'm not saying that's going to work for everybody, but it worked for him, this friend of mine. So, The website again, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, check it out. I mean, after all you got to lose is pain, right? All right, well, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. And, Kyle, I'm going to play a little audio here from Alan Dershowitz. You want to hear this?
Absolutely.
Okay, Alan Dershowitz is going to be the first one up today when the Republicans come back to challenge what the Democrats have said. And this is some of what you're going to hear, because Alan Dershowitz is the constitutionalist in the group of lawyers for the president, and he is going to put these people to shame because they have absolutely trampled over the Constitution, the Democrats, that is. Listen to this.
Another part of it, to be honest, it's just pure entertainment. I can have a lot of fun with this every night if it keeps going, but it's not good for the country. Explain in your own words what you think.
Sean, it didn't have to be this way, or even at all. And the point that you've made about what has transpired so far is an awful lot of repetition, which, you know, just because you continue to repeat it doesn't mean that it gets any better. In fact, usually, as a trial lawyer, I have found that that sort of repetition makes things worse. I hope that through this trial, when the president's team gets the defense case, that the American people will tune in. We will try to be much more efficient and not waste the American people's time to present a defense, because the president of the United States deserves to be heard. Mm-hmm. And you are correct. The most important thing here is that we will all be judged at the end of this in the eyes of history as to whether or not we acted in the best interest of the country.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I got that out of sequence, Kyle. Sorry about that. That was Robert Ray.
Right, yeah, Robert Ray. And I appreciate what he said about they were going to be more concise and effective, and I think that's going to stand them in good stead.
Okay, well, now we'll hear Alan Dershowitz, because he is the constitutionalist, and he's going to be the first one up today when the president's defense team goes to bat.
Mm-hmm. Professor?
Well, you know, people called me today all day and said, how come the defense team isn't objecting to all this irrelevant material? Particularly, there was one place they showed President of the United States committing a cardinal impeachable offense, meeting with Vladimir Putin at the G7. And they showed that clip, and they said, oh, my God, that proves it all. The President of the United States meeting with the head of Russia. Who can imagine that happening? And that was an element that was allowed. And if this were a normal trial, the defense team would be objecting every 2 minutes to irrelevant material that's in there only for political purposes. But the rules of the Senate preclude objection. They allow 3 solid days of unobjected to hearsay and very often just political matters that have no bearing even on the unconstitutional charges of obstruction and abuse. But the defense has to sit there quietly and just listen without objection. People say all the time, oh, in a real trial, there'd be objections, and 90% of what was on television today would never be allowed in by a judge.
Now, see, Kyle, that's what people don't understand. I hear people going, how come the Republicans aren't saying anything? Why aren't they jumping up and down? Why aren't they doing this? Because it wasn't a real trial.
Exactly. It's the rules of the Senate. And this is how this whole thing sort of goes down. But Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and company, maybe they think, Captain, that, you know, by going on and on and just repeating themselves over and over again as they've done, that that's somehow going to really help all this stuff sink in. Well, it doesn't. I think they're just really irritating the senators, both Republican and Democrat, by saying the most outlandish things and even saying to the senators, if you don't vote for witnesses or this, that, and the other thing, then you are part of the cover-up. I mean, that's not going to win friends and influence people there, I think.
No, it's not. And, Kyle, I'm going to finish this off. I got a minute left in this just so you can hear the way this ends off here. This obviously is on the Sean Hannity Show, Robert Ray and Alan Dershowitz, and we'll finish this off. There's 1 minute left.
Well, I will tell you that it's so dangerous for the country. Will this issue of witnesses that were never subpoenaed, how does that become an issue? And I only got 30 seconds for each of you. Professor Dershowitz first.
Well, it won't become an issue if my argument prevails, because my argument is a constitutional one that says the two charges are not constitutional, and therefore you should simply dismiss it without hearing any witnesses. But if witnesses are called, it will have to go to the courts, because the president will appropriately invoke executive privilege.
Last word, Robert Ray.
Sean, I think, you know, to keep it even more simple, and, you know, aside from the legal arguments, which are the ones that obviously have the most merit, you know, this is a situation where only if the senators think they need witnesses in order to resolve this issue, and the issue presented is anything that is alleged here sufficient to warrant the president's removal from office. If the senators don't need witnesses and documents in order to make that judgment, then it's over.
And again, Kyle, the thing that I'm hearing, the people that want to hear witnesses, the people they want to hear now because of what's come out in this trial, is they want to hear from both Joe and Hunter Biden.
Well, right. They put themselves in that position, Captain, because it goes to the very heart of the matter. Corruption in Ukraine. How the heck did Hunter Biden get the job? And that's part of this whole thing. But they want to make it like it's not. And somehow that by calling Hunter Biden, that it's a distraction. But it's at the heart of the matter.
And by the way, we had a comment about us talking about the Right for Life and playing that Democrat, that female that came on there and talked about how it wasn't a life, the fetus inside wasn't actually a living person. And Judy in Sarasota said abortion, they're looking at it from a godless view.
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, as you take a look at the way that their arguments go, it's almost as if this it's just some sort of a fish or it's some other thing other than human, and that's where they try to make this point.
Yeah, and we got about 30 seconds before our break, but just to make a long story short here, today at 10 a.m., the Republicans start in. Everybody on the team is going to have something to say. It can go as long as 12 hours. I believe they have 24 hours to rebut everything the Democrats said, and then they go back to the questions next week.
That's right. But again, as we heard Mr. Ray say, that they're not going to need the whole 24 hours per se. And yes, they'll go for the questions, but I'm going to be very interested to see how they react to Dershowitz, because what Dershowitz is talking about is above and beyond what the political accusations are here. He is representing the very best our country has to offer in terms of how we rise above these partisan hit jobs, because that's what this is.
All righty, and hold on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more. By the way, Adam Schiff made another thing up at the end of the deal today. He says the Republicans were told their heads would be on a pike if they didn't vote for this against this impeachment. Yeah, right, Adam. You made that one up, too. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Closing out their case, House Democrats warned in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial that the president will persist in abusing his power and endangering American democracy unless Congress intervenes to remove him before the 2020 election. As the Democrats finish their third day before skeptical Republican senators, Trump's legal team prepared to start his defense this weekend. Trump said in a tweet, "Looks like my lawyers will be forced to start on Saturday, which is called Death Valley on television and is unfair." Trump's main attorney, Jay Sekulow, said, "We're going to put on an affirmative case starting tomorrow." Republicans are defending Trump's actions as appropriate and casting the impeachment trial as politically motivated to weaken him in his reelection campaign. The Republicans hold a 53-47 majority in the Senate, and his eventual acquittal is considered likely. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Root.
Yeah, you are. That's Mr. Wayne Allen Root. He's got the number one show on Newsmax TV between 8 and 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. If you get a chance, flip on over there to the TV dial on Newsmax TV. Take a look at it. It's called War Now. There's quite a program there. And one of these times, you might be surprised to see me over there. Alrighty. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico Insurance, because Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years and they're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, if you go online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and you type in your zip code, you'll find out, number one, where your local agent is, or number two, you'll be able to ask questions and get insurance comparisons for the car that you're driving, the truck that you're driving, the motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo. You can even get quotes on your homeowners and renters insurance, too. And if you bundle insurance with them, if you get, say, your homeowners policy like I do, along with your vehicle, then guess what? You'll save even more money. So check them out online. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and find out what I've already found out. They're pretty doggone good. It's called the Government Insurance Company, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and that was put together by a bunch of government employees to save the people that work for the government a bunch of money, and now it can save anybody money. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and Kyle, how about if we get into the the situation over in China. I'll let you start out with this absolutely unbelievable coronavirus that's out there.
Yes, Captain, this is becoming more and more serious, literally by the minute, from what we can tell. And, of course, this began in China back at the beginning of the year. This was right around December the 31st, when I think the first cases were starting to be detected. On January the 1st, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention identified a seafood market in Wuhan. That's one of the cities that's been completely locked down. It's 11 million people in that particular city, and they suspect that particular seafood market is the hub of the outbreak, and of course that's been closed ever since. But right now, Captain, we've got about 1,300 cases that we know of worldwide. Cases are starting to show up in France. Three cases are there. We have a case in Australia of a person who flew in not from Wuhan, but from a place called Guangzhou, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He's now in a Melbourne hospital. And, of course, in the United States, I think we have three cases so far. But and this is, of course, in Thailand, in Japan as well. This is a big story.
Now, our Senator Rick Scott called yesterday for the White House to step in and declare a state of emergency here in the United States, even though we aren't at that level, to get prepared and start with any type of vaccinations or anything that they needed to have and start taking a real close look at the people that were coming in from different places and whatnot, had they been in China or come in contact with any of the areas that we're talking about. Because in China, the number I've got in front of me right now, Kyle, is 11 cities totaling 36 million people are not being able to go anywhere.
Precisely. And this shows the absolute serious nature with which the Chinese government, of course, is reacting to this. And certainly with 41 people dead so far, one would think, of course, that we're going to see that number rise, most unfortunately. But as you said, Captain, you're right. The preparation and somehow the identification of people with symptoms, early symptoms, and of course also where they're traveling from, is also going to enter into this. Now and a lot of times you'll hear people say things like, well, this is like what you see in a movie. Well, that's right. This is like what you see in a movie, but it's serious and it's real, and the governments all over the world are going to have to be taking some pretty serious steps very, very quickly because of the way these things spread.
So, folks, we'll be telling you more about that, I'm sure, as the weekend progresses, especially when we come back on Monday morning bright and early. This is not going away anytime soon. Well, Kyle, there's a search engine out there called Yelp, Y-E-L-P, and Yelp is stating that the states that have backed Donald Trump, their economies are growing much faster than Hillary had supporters.
Well, I don't doubt it. I mean, probably, you know, I don't know if it has to do with mindset or these kinds of things, but you're right. That's exactly what the Yelp Index seems to be showing. So it just goes to show, maybe support Trump and your whole area is going to take off like a rocket.
Okay, well, hold on a minute. We got a couple of callers here, so let me take them in order. All right, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Are you speaking to me, sir?
Yes, and I got some other callers here, Picasso, so you got about a minute, so go for it.
Oh, I'll just make it short. This is Mr. Trump Twitterwall. Hey, Professor Kyle, don't give me a non-answer now. I want you to look into your crystal ball, and let's move ahead a little bit here. Who's going to win the Iowa primary?
Okay, well, we'll get the question answered for you right now. Kyle, answer the question, then I'll go to the second caller. Who's going to win the Iowa primary?
Good question. It's on February the 3rd. Joe Biden seems to be doing pretty well. I wouldn't be surprised if it was him. If it's Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, watch out because it's going to start heating up from there.
Okay, now let's go to our second caller, because this is our professor emeritus from Lafayette, Indiana, Dan the Man. Okay, Dan, what's up?
Well, Wuhan, as Kyle Warren said, about 11 million people from the middle of the country. They call it the Chicago of China. But they believe that there's a lot more than 41, times that by about 1,000. They have cremated bodies. They have wrote autopsies to show that it was lung disease. You're closing down a city of 11 million. It's like that old 1980s movie, New York. If you're closing down a city of that size, it's more than 41. Wuhan is kind of like Chicago in another way, or Atlanta. You can't go from east to west without first stopping in Wuhan. It's a transportation hub, especially the trains. So a lot of this, and they've got now in Shanghai, Shandong, a bunch of other cities along the coast. They think it came from snake meat, if you can believe that. But that's the Chinese palate in that part of China. But right now, it's a lot worse than 41 dead. There's probably close to maybe 5,000 dead, but they have just underscored, they've underestimated it for a lot of political purposes. It's causing somewhat of a small uprise there.
Okay, well, Dan, man, I got to cut you off. I'm sorry, because I only got about 30 seconds here, and I got to give Kyle the opportunity to get himself out. So, Dan, we'll talk to you next week, and thank you very much for your comments. All right, now, Kyle, one last thing on the way out here, because we got less than a minute. What would you say if I told you $12 billion went to a group of people? Could you name who they were?
Who would that be?
The five Bidens, John Kerry's stepson, Nancy Pelosi's son, John McCain's stepson, a relative of Mitt Romney's, and several other American prominent figures over an eight-year period got $12 billion from Burisma in the Ukraine.
Well, it's amazing a gig if you can get it. And guess what? I have just as much experience as Hunter Biden, so maybe they'll tap me next. I don't know.
Well, I've got a master's degree, Kyle, so I think I got more experience than just about anybody. But I'll tell you what, today that experience is going to show when I become the professor captain.
Very cool. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kyle, tell everybody how we can hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And Kyle, we'll look forward to talking to you Monday morning. I know we'll still be talking about this coronavirus and whatnot. Have a great weekend. God bless America, and I'll talk to you soon, Kyle. All right, and folks, you know, the thing about here on the Captain's America Third Watch is we talk to so many people during the course of the week. And the other night, and I'm not going to blow my own horn. I'm just going to tell you the truth here. I was told about the numbers that we could see on the internet listeners from the various sources that we have to look at. We had more listeners to our radio show the other night than did CNN and MSNBC combined. Just think about that for a minute. This little old radio show in the middle of the night broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. I'm so honored, and thank you very much for having that much confidence in us. Tomorrow's news tonight. All righty, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Yeah, we got some snow to talk about. We got some fog to talk about. And we got another storm, for God's sakes, coming in the Northwest. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping.
Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. Drive a pair of feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic, but I like the man. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that brings me back to the days when I had my own Peterbilt 359, and my wife and I would take that from time to time. We had a driver in it that ran it full-time, and we'd take it part-time on some of the entertainment runs we do on the weekends and whatnot when I had a day off. But anyway, those were the days. Alright, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot Travel Center or Flying J Truck Stop. Don't forget, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And I got to say hello to some people before we get started here. Hello to Starla. Hello to Wally. Hello to Sondi. Hello to Barry. Hello to Richard, to Maureen. Hello to Pamela. Hello to Maria in Germany. Hey, Maria. Hello to Mark. Mark to Maureen. There you go. Hello to Ray. And hello to Al up in Nebraska. There we go. I think you got everybody covered there. Now, and of course, we just heard from Picasso a little while ago. We haven't heard from him in a while, so hello to him. Now, a series of storms will produce locally heavy rain early this weekend across coastal portions of Oregon and Northern California. Richard and Maureen already told me it was raining where he was at in Oregon. Now, a slow-moving storm will then spread wintry conditions into parts of the interior Northeast, with areas of heavy rain across the Middle Atlantic and in the mountains, in the Adirondacks, in the Catskills, in the Berkshires. Guess what? Snow. Snow. Now, let me start out west first. There is another system that's working its way ashore in Washington State and Oregon. That's why Richard's getting a Marine. He's getting a Marine. He's getting, but in the higher elevations, I do believe we'll be talking about snow before the weekend's over. Now, in California, you've got a lot of high wind that's coming in right now, east of San Francisco, east of Redding, all the way over to Sacramento and up towards the top of Donner. Some of that wind is over into Reno right now, so be advised of that. Now, let's stay up in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Nebraska, because we have a stretch all the way from the Canadian border straight south through the central part of North Dakota, central part of South Dakota, and the central to eastern part of Nebraska with heavy, dense fog tonight. So be advised of that. The east-west road, certainly you're going to run into it. The longest patch of it is in South Dakota headed towards Rapid City, where you we'll have to run in about 100 miles of it. Now, let's go on up into the southern part of Wisconsin and the northern part, including Chicago, of Illinois. We've got some general snow falling there tonight. A little bit of mixed precipitation in the Chicago area at the moment. And we've got some wind across central Illinois. Up in Michigan, we've got some fog being reported up north of Detroit, up towards about halfway up the state there, fog in that area. But when you move over to the east and you go into, we'll call it Binghamton, east of Binghamton, up towards Albany, going up that-a-way. You've got some snow in the Catskills, down in southern New York, up in central New York, over towards Utica, and up into the Adirondacks, Lake George, all the way up 87. Looks like we got snow there tonight. And then that snow continues over in the Berkshires in Massachusetts, on up into Vermont. And a little bit of it now starting to drift into New Hampshire. As we come back down south and go into the mountains of South Carolina, going up towards Charlotte and the mountains of North Carolina, and then up into Virginia, up towards Wickville, you've got an area of fog. You've got some dense fog in that area there tonight, pretty much in the mountains, so be advised that may slow you up a little bit. And then, of course, in the central part of the country, Mississippi River section from about Missouri on down to Louisiana, down into the central part of Louisiana, you've got scattered rain showers over there. So that's what we're looking at right now. Now, your Pilots and Flying J's are not your daddy's truck stop anymore. So keep in mind, when you pull into one of those, you're going to be pleasantly surprised, especially at the Pilot Travel Centers. Because the Pilot Travel Centers
years ago, and I don't need to sell this to a lot of the older truckers that are out there, but you'd pull on into the Pilot Travel Center, and you'd grab in a hot dog and a soda or a cup of coffee, and boom, out the door you go, because that's about all they had. Well, now if you pull into one of the Pilot Travel Centers, you're liable to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a full-service Dairy Queen with their complete menu, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, or a full-service Dunkin' Donuts to boot. Now, that's pretty doggone good. And, of course, with the Flying J's, you're going to find a sit-down restaurant, either a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill. Now, if it's the bigger ones around the bigger cities, you're going to have another add-on in there, maybe a Taco Bell, maybe a Subway, maybe a Pizza Hut, maybe the ice cream only in the Dairy Queen, maybe the donuts only in the Dunkin' Donuts, but you'll have that in there with the bigger ones. So keep in mind, Pilot and Flying J's, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You can go there and you can really, 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 really be treated like a king or a queen because they got all the amenities that all of the bigger truck stops have. And it's all about the drivers there, and they get it. They thoroughly get it. And good morning, Terry, our expert up there in Nashville, Tennessee. I just saw Terry chime in. So good morning, Terry. Don't want to leave you out of the mix as well. And Maria in Germany, I see you. I haven't heard you say anything yet, but I see you. So hello. And hello to JW, and hello to Craig. Let's see, hello to Warren, and again, these people aren't telling me where they're at, so I can't guess. But anyway, coming up top of the next hour, of course, we'll have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we're going to be talking to him. Now, I know he's going to want to say something about the Right to Life March yesterday, but we aren't going to dwell on that because we got a lot of other things. And hello, James. There's James, my expert paper relocator up there in Valdosta. Nice to hear from you, my man. And, of course, all these people are chiming in via the Internet, just like you can, too. All you got to do is go over to Facebook and get on the Messenger, and boom, there we are, the Captain's America Third Watch or the Captain's America Radio Show. How did I know you're listening, Maria? Because I can see you. I see you. I see your picture. No, I'm just kidding. But glad to hear from you there, Maria. And again, the thing about here on this program is we're all family. We've got a lot of people that have been with us for a number of years, and they like being a part of it, and I do too. And again, thanks, Terry, for the shout-out. Appreciate that. But we will be talking about, when Ron comes in, of course, we will talk about the March for Life, but we're also going to talk about this China virus thing. We're going to talk about the impeachment being over. By the way, you won't have to listen to Adam Schiff bore you to death repeating the same thing over and over 14 different ways from Sunday, probably till next week. And that's a good thing. And I also know that the Republicans are going to hit the ground running. All of the members of their defense team are going to take a shot at the Democrats, and one by one they're going to take apart and tear apart everything you've heard the Democrats trying to put forth this week. Because again, the Democrats could say whatever they wanted, however they wanted, in the midst of that trial and turn everything upside down and backwards, and guess what? The Republicans had to sit there and listen to it. Now guess whose turn it is to do that? The Democrats, and the Republicans are going to stick it to them. Believe me when I tell you. All right, I'll be right back with more right after the top of the hour news. Hour number two coming back, the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.